Yo, what the fuck is up? I never bring my phone into this thing. I realize I could be so much uploading. Bring my phone. Alright, awesome. What is up, guys? It is probably 3:03 or 4. I don't know. My fucking phone's acting up. Oh, now my phone's cracked. It was off. I don't know if it was an hour ahead or hour behind. But it fixed itself, so it's fine. Anyways, what's fucking popping? It is your boy Solar Kai back with another motherfucking podcast. The date is April 8th, 2020. I hope you guys are enjoying this quarantine time, using it wisely, trying to be efficient, trying to be effective, building towards your main goal in life, figuring out what you actually want to do. Because, you know, a lot of people don't have the opportunity because they're stuck on the, you know, I gave my whole spiel about that. But I took a break from work, went back home, hung out with some friends, had some fun, took some psychedelics, relaxed. I was caught up, man. These are weird times, dude. Everyone's going through something. Like, even on my way back from my trip, I had had an Uber driver. He was telling me, like, how hard it is for people in his work field, not specifically Uber driver, but self-employed people, and even including myself, because I mainly do Uber Eats, and even what he told me got me thinking about my situation. But he was saying, like, he can't file for unemployment, you know, like, he's been doing Uber Eats for like 3 years, I think, going on 4, and he's filed his taxes with Uber Eats before, so like the government knows that that's what he's doing. And when I filed, I never put it on because I just had started. I didn't think there's a lot I could get out of that. But regardless, he was just saying that he can't file for unemployment, you know, and he has to work. He has to work because you get the deferral, like, you can't get evicted. I think it's like 45 days that they said that you have. But even at the end of those days, you still have to pay the fees. You know, it's not, they're not waived. They're just pushed back into a time where they assume that you would be able to go back to work. But dude, it's kind of obvious that we're going to be in this situation for a lot longer than what they're saying, like, because there's so little progression, you know, in comparison to the other situations that we had. Like, when Ebola came, I don't remember how hard it hit America or if it reached America, but we had that shit shut down and secured globally very efficiently in comparison to this. Because now it's just some, it's crazy, man. Like, it's crazy. They're just, it's taking a lot longer than usual to solve this problem. And I don't know, like, the mechanics, and I'm not gonna pretend I know what it takes to make a fucking cure for a disease like that. I can't even fathom how that would work. But I mean, it's taking a lot longer, and they're just saying it's going to be this long, but they've already pushed it back once. And we kind of know, like, since vaccines aren't getting distributed, or there hasn't even been one clear cut one that they said, okay, this is what we're going to use, you know what I'm saying, that's when we can see the decline. But I guess this upcoming 2 weeks, from what the news is saying, will determine if we're going to go deeper into our isolation, or we're going to start coming out of this and trying to get back on track to having a normal day-to-day life. But regardless, I hope everyone's using this time precious, because it's very rare that you get to be home with your family for a sustained amount of time and have a lot of free time. I know a lot of you college kids are still in school and stuff, and doing that shit online, which probably fucking blows, dude, because I remember online classes, oh my god, because you just forget, you know, because it's in the back of your head, like, okay, I can just sign on and do it whenever. And when you have that much leverage, it's just like, fuck it, I'll do it whenever, you know. And then you fucking are crunching at the deadlines when you really don't have anything else to do. But it's so much easier just to lounge around, you know, gotta go nowhere, no parties, no events, nothing's going on, you just get to hang out. A lot of people are bored out of their minds, me being one of them. But regardless, yeah, it's some crazy shit going on. But I hope everyone's just being smart about it and actually staying inside and making sure the elderly and the sickly people are being attended to and being extra cautious and just being smart so we can get through this and move on. But it's good that we have this time though. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, was like the good and the bad things that could be coming out of this. You know, a lot of bad things is that a lot of people are gonna have living issues. Just the homeless rate's gonna go up for sure, because there's some people who are just living on by a thread already and already have issues with their landlords, you know. And this is just gonna be the landlord's opportunity to be like, all right, I'm sick of this guy already. As soon as that freaking 45 days is up, man, you're out. You know, I gotta get you out of here. You've been late on your bills every month. You know, people got 3-4 kids and they've just been hanging on, living check to check to check, are just not gonna make it through this, you know. And that's real. That's really, really real. And we're gonna see that in the next upcoming month or so. But a lot of businesses too. I know a lot of locally owned businesses that are trying to survive off doing deliveries, but some of them just aren't gonna make it. Some of them already shut down, you know, because they can't work their good hours because of curfew or whatever, you know, when it's really popping. So a lot of people I know, even my friends, are getting laid off work. So many kids and so many adults are gonna have to file for unemployment. Taxes might go up because of that to sustain, maybe. I don't know how that shit works, but yeah, a lot of bad things. But there are a lot of good things that are gonna come out of this. One is when everything kicks back up, there will be tons of jobs. Because all the businesses are going to want to start. There's going to be a whole bunch of new businesses coming up, taking place of the ones that didn't make it. It's going to be like a big, like a refresh, you know, kind of like society. And just like hit the shuffle button one time, you know, and now everyone gets a chance at a free game. Because everyone's going to be hiring again, and their requirements are going to be low. They're just gonna be like, yo, we need people in here, just get in, you know. And it's going to be a good opportunity for people to come up. Even in big business too, a lot of promotions, a lot of people are going to get laid off and maybe go somewhere else. A lot of new opportunities going to open up for them, you know. That's one of the good things that's going to come out of this. A lot of inspiration. People are going to come back with a fire, you know, with an aggression, because doing the same thing over and over and over again, and then once you finish that, you go into next thing, you go over and over and over again, it wears you down, man. And sometimes you need that break, but a lot of people don't have the opportunity to take a break. They just gotta go. So a lot of people are gonna come back with a fire in their belly, ready to take the world by storm, and I'm all for that shit. That's some of the good and bad things that can come out of this. But it's really how you play it. Like, if your mind's in the right place, you'll come out of this on top, for sure. No doubt in my mind. But let's get into the thing that I'm excited about, and that is the conspiracies. It is time, man. I'm hyped. I've been watching a lot of fucking Joe Rogan, getting stoned, just soaking up all that knowledge. Dude, there's a lot of conspiracies. All right, we're just starting off. There's this little thing that blew up on Twitter about a Netflix series that talked about coronavirus, but they're referring to an older version. But the fact that they were talking about like it being an attack, you know, like a biochemical attack, is interesting. A lot of people think the Illuminati, or like the 1%, the real rulers of the world, not the fucking government that are just puppets, are behind all this, you know. And obviously, if you're an Illuminati conspiracist, then you would believe so, because you would think they do everything. Everything is planned and controlled, and some things are natural, and honestly, we'll never know whether this is planned or natural. But it is just like a mutated version of something that was around before, but it wasn't as bad, so they could have just like supercharged it, you know what I'm saying? That's what they're thinking. But the whole idea is for them to lower the population. All right, the main conspiracy is that the coronavirus is actually not even a fucking thing, and it's just radiation received from 5G, right? Because like the first couple people who got it were all on the ship in China, right? And that ship had 5G. It was one of the first ones that were using it. And China's always ahead on technology anyway, so you know they've had 5G over there for a fat minute. And that's why all their cases just fucking blew up like crazy. So they think it's 5G. So they're just trying to use coronavirus as a cover-up to give people vaccines, because obviously they're going to work for a cure, and then everyone's going to need to get the cure, you know? And like, we don't know if you have coronavirus if you don't have this little vaccine clarification. Who knows what the fuck's in there, because everyone's going to have it. So if the Illuminati is in control of that, which obviously that's something they would have part in, you don't know what the fuck's in that. You know what I'm saying? Some people think it's a chip. That's some of the conspiracies. Some people think it's an actual coronavirus that will only trigger like 10 years from now, or maybe around the next election or some shit, you know, because some crazy shit always happens right around the elections. You know, the media really ramps it up because they want to distract you. They don't want you to go and actually go out there and vote, because we do have the power. But if you distract the people, and they don't really know what's going on, you can make your little plays. But I mean, people think that shit's rigged regardless. But anyways, I'll continue the conspiracy, right? So 5G, they're putting it up everywhere. Even in America, they've got some spots where 5G towers are set up. And then there's video recording of people like recording the radiation around those things, and it does seem to be a lot higher. So yeah, they want people to stay home, right? They want people to stay home because you don't want to catch the virus, blah, 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 blah. But since everyone's home, everyone's on their phones, everyone's on Netflix, everyone's on their devices using up data. So supposedly, they've been throttling the network strength because so many people are on it, right? So they got to ease it down so it doesn't overrun the servers and get like tower crashes and people lose cell phone service. So, if you're staying home and everyone's using the data, it's going to be slow, right? So how would people try to fix that? Well, I mean, if you're running 4G Wi-Fi, you got to upgrade to the 5G, right? You got to just upgrade, bro. It's instant. Isn't that crazy? 5G is instant. No, zero lag. Zero ping. Zero MS. It's fucking insane. So a lot of people are going to upgrade and get those towers around their house, you know, or get that little system that may have it on the little, what's that shit called? The router, you know? So a lot of people may upgrade, and then they're going to get more radiation. It's going to spread. So the Illuminati supposedly wants to make a new world order. They want everything to be governed by one set of people, the most powerful people in the world, aka them. But there's too many people for that. Too many people want freedom. Too many people want to have their own ideas and express and grow. You know, it's too big of a group. You know, if you're talking to your friends, four or five people, everyone's going to hear you. But you walk in the lunchroom and try to tell people something, you're going to have to fucking yell. And even then, some people are going to ignore you. It's just going to be harder. So you got to narrow down the group so your word has reach, so your power has reach. So they got to kill a lot of people. And that's what they think this is for. Maybe this came by accident, but they're like, fuck it, let it run. It's been helping out the 5G shit. Then we give these people these vaccines. Bada boom, bada bing, kill some more people. Bam, small population, new world order. And having everybody inside is them just like starting. Because, dude, fucking New York has like tanks in it. They have the military on American soil, keeping the American people away from their fucking rights of freedom. Goddamn unconstitutional. But, I mean, I don't know shit about that. Maybe there's a loophole. Maybe they got some state of emergency shit. Or they can just come in and set up shop. But whatever. I mean, that's what I've been hearing. But regardless, be wise with this time. Like I said, I'm going to keep reminding you. Because this is very fucking rare. This is like the first time something crazy, crazy like this has happened in America. Like, crazy, crazy, you know? Like, the death toll passed 9/11, I think, a couple days ago. I think I read that on the news, you know? So this is like the next big thing that people are going to be talking about for a while. You know, this is going to change lives forever. And some people say America's not even going to be the same. You know, even when we come back out of this, it's just going to be different because everyone has that virus. So everyone has to get it. And if you go fly certain places or you're flying interstate, you may need to have that pass, you know, and it's just going to be something that we need to carry around us or something. You know, something's going to come out of this. It's going to linger. So it's just interesting. But everyone keep your head up. Stay positive. Stay active. Pick up hobbies and crafts. I started painting. That shit's kind of fun. Or drawing. Doing these podcasts are fun also. Still working doing Uber Eats on my bike. That shit's pretty fun. But it does get tiring physically. Especially me taking a break, dude. Oh my god, I came back. My legs are dead. It's so hard to work. But anyways, guys. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Hope you guys like this little tidbit. If you have any questions, comments, you know where to hit me. Clayman6 on the Instagram. And Snapchat, too, actually. Clayton Willis for Twitter. All that good stuff. But yeah, guys. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Peace. The fuck.